Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Professor Eugene Finkel. His new book is Intent to Destroy, Russia's 200-year quest to dominate Ukraine. If you are puzzled these last years of the Ukrainian-Russian war, it's okay, because the Russians and the Ukrainians have been puzzled for centuries, maybe 1,000 years. Are you Ukrainian? Are you Russian? Along comes Lenin and his acolytes. Lenin is a Russian nationalist. I understand he talks about Marx, he talks about communism. He's a Russian nationalist. His attitude towards Ukraine is the same as every other Russian in the middle classes, well-educated. He's been to Europe. He believes that Ukraine is Little Russia. So Lenin's revolution, 1917, and then the Civil War begins, 1921. And Ukraine is caught up. But at the same time, the professor introduces us to two versions of the Ukrainian state. We'll call one the UNR and one the ZUNR. Who were they? What were they? What were their ambitions, Professor?
Right. So 1917, 1918, empires collapsed. The German Empire, but more importantly for our story, the Russian Empire and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. When the Russian Empire collapses and the communists come to power in St. Petersburg, people in Ukraine have other ideas. They don't want to be ruled by communists, and they don't want to be treated like Russians anymore. So they decide to go their own way, and out of the collapse of the Russian Empire, they create their own state, the so-called Ukrainian People's Republic, which, you know, by the standards of the day, it was an extremely liberal state. So it was a democratic state. They had minority rights. They abolished the death penalty. They guaranteed an 8 hours workday for everyone. Their problem is that they're just too small and too weak, because once they declare this independence, the Russian government. The governments will be more precisely to say, because there are several governments. But if you look at the Russians, it doesn't really matter whether you are communist or a monarchist or a liberal. They might fight each other to death, but what unites them is that Ukraine should be a part of Russia. So this state needs to fight against all the Russian armies, which immediately invade Ukraine, and they also weak internally, because the result of those centuries of Russification was that, you know, the experts, the bureaucrats, the engineers, those who you need to run the state, they are all Russified and see themselves as Russians. So the state eventually collapses both internally and externally. In the West, in Galicia, after the collapse of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, Ukrainians there decide to create their own state, the West Ukrainian People's Republic, which is also pretty politically moderate, pretty inclusive, democratic. Their problem is that this area is also claimed by the Poles, and Poles are a much larger state. They're supported by the French. You know, they have a squadron of US pilots flying for them, those people who flew in the U.S. Army during World War I, including a very interesting guy named Marion C. Cooper, who created the King Kong. So they lose this war, and eventually both projects to create a Ukrainian state after World War I collapse. The larger Ukraine, Central Eastern Ukraine, is incorporated into the Soviet Union. The Western Ukrainian state is incorporated into Poland.
The Holodomor. After Lenin's death, Stalin takes several years to consolidate his power. By 1929, he's confident enough to issue a demand for collectivization, which is central planning in the countryside. It leads to vast famine everywhere. There was a famine in 21 as well. But the famine called the Holodomor is purposeful. Stalin means to break the Ukrainian resistance. And millions die purposefully, 1932, 1933. Following that, there's the Great Terror of 37, 38. So that by the time we come to the professor's grandfather, the resistance, the backbone of Ukrainian independence, has been starved, shot, executed, driven out, fled for years by Stalin. And the Great Patriotic War then is fought in Ukrainian territory. The Battle of Crimea, the Battle of Sevastopol, the counterattack from Stalingrad sweeping into Ukraine territory. All of that, it very quickly becomes part of a myth that Ukraine is part of Russia. The sacrifice that the Ukrainians make to defend their land is assumed to be the sacrifice they make for the Russians. Professor, I mention all this because it makes the struggle in the 21st century much more sensible. How we have myths on both sides, but the Ukrainian myth is founded on a lot of fact, and the Russian myth is founded on a lot of aspiration. Do I say that correctly, Professor?
Yeah, I think you do. And going back to the story that you mentioned of the famines, there are several absolutely horrible famines. One is the result of the civil war and the collapse of the Russian Empire. Another is a much larger, much more purposeful famine of the 1930s. So where the story is, the Red Army, the communist government, can conquer Ukraine and forcefully join Ukraine to the Soviet Union. But the people on the ground, they still speak a different language. They still don't want to be Russians. They still think about themselves as something different. And Stalin is very much fearful of that. Because as you mentioned, every capitalist invasion or every foreign invasion of Russia will come through Ukraine. So he needs to secure Ukraine for security reasons. And he also needs to modernize the military. How you modernize the military? You buy equipment. How you buy equipment? You come up with foreign currency. How you come up with foreign currency? You export something. Soviet Union at that time has only one thing to export, and this is grain, which is by and large grown in Ukraine. Ukraine is known as the breadbasket of Europe. It has an extremely fertile land. So what Stalin decides is to completely control, collectivize the agriculture in Ukraine, which at that time is private, small, mostly small and medium-scale farmers, force them into the kolkhoz, collective farms or state farms. And nobody asks the farmers whether they want to join those farms. They are forced into those farms, but they also lose any incentives to produce because now they own nothing, they get nothing. You know, all their property, all their livestock now belong to the state. So they start producing, but Stalin still needs to export this grain. So he sends the military, he sends the security forces to expropriate everything. And over time, people on the ground in Ukraine have nothing to eat, nothing to sow for the next year. There is a horrible famine. We still don't know how many people killed or died during this famine. You know, the estimate's probably between 3.5 to 5 million people, simply because Stalin decided to use this famine to break the back of Ukrainian peasantry, which he did not trust, and take their grain so that he could build all the industrial marvels of the Soviet Union. And that is a huge trap. It is still a huge tragedy for Ukraine. Pretty much every Ukrainian I know of had some ancestors who starved, lost family members. But for years, no, it was forbidden to even mention the famine. So stories passed within the families, but very few people could come up with a larger picture to connect the dots, to figure out that it was purposeful, that it was a policy to starve them. And once Ukraine is absolutely weakened and decimated, that's when World War II begins. And Hitler and his armies march into Ukraine, because that's how you get to southern Russia, that's how you get to Moscow, that's how you get to oil fields of Azerbaijan. So Ukraine becomes one of the key battlegrounds of World War II, with complete devastation. Also, the entire, almost entire Jewish population of Ukraine is either displaced or killed during that time. And in 1945, Ukraine is a completely devastated landscape on the ground, but from the Moscow's perspectives, they achieve their goal. They control Ukraine, and they won the war.
The book is Intent to Destroy, Russia's 200-year quest to dominate Ukraine. Eugene Finkel, Professor Eugene Finkel, is the author. When we come back, Stalin is dead. Khrushchev. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.